This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks Hockey and Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And before we move on, I want to mention you're going to be wanting to stay tuned because at 11:45, 5 a.m. in the next segment with Chef Andrew Gruhl, we are going to be revealing the details of how you enter our contest. And what the prize package is to tempt you is 6 prime steaks, USDA prime, from West Coast Prime Meats, delivered in Los Angeles County, Orange County, or San Diego County. And it's 2 8-ounce filet steaks, 2 14-ounce ribeye steaks, and 2 12-ounce New York steaks. And all you need to do is submit a holiday cooking question for Ask the Chef, which is Chef Andrew's last segment in every show. And if your question is used next Saturday morning, you get that terrific prize package. So don't wander far. It is a pleasure to welcome Adam Bell back to the SoCal Restaurant Show, who is the founder of Data TV. On a more personal note, he is the SoCal Restaurant Show's from the beginning webmaster and social media guy. But pre-pandemic, well-traveled, and embarking on some great adventures again, which he will share with us, because a lot of us are going to be doing holiday traveling, and you better be prepared for what's out there. Adam, good morning and welcome back.
Andy, always good to be on the show, and we're going to have some fun today.
Adam, no doubt about that. Now, set the stage for what this trip was. Why did you need to go cross country to Miami? Because this was not a pleasure trip.
No, well, there was some pleasure involved.
I hope.
Not completely, but this was a business trip. This was a conference that I went to down there with a group of my clients down there to Miami for 3 days and 3 nights. And they actually booked the hotel for us in Miami. So I wasn't responsible for that. I didn't have, it was all paid for by the client, which is great. But obviously, as you'll find in a second, there was a bit of an issue there with that. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to the hotel part. But since we are a food show, the first thing I'd like you to talk about is you did some dining in Miami. What were a couple of the highlights for you? Because, again, we want to be as positive as we can, Adam, under the circumstances.
We sure do. So, I mean, for the most part, I stayed in the hotel and did the dining there. So a couple of the places I went to I've been to before in New York, which is Scarpetta, which, for those who don't know, was Scott Conant's restaurant. He's no longer involved with the restaurant, although if you go into the restaurant, you would think otherwise, because, like, the first thing you see is his cookbook. But it's still a great Italian restaurant. Admittedly, the restaurant in New York is better. They have this great Stromboli bread that they bring to the table. It's complimentary. It's fantastic, but it's much better in New York. In here in Miami, the one was a little bit more stale. There wasn't as much pepperoni or meats in the Stromboli. So it's still, the New York restaurant is definitely better than the Miami restaurant. As for the other restaurant we went to, which is a great, one of my best Asian experiences, is a place called Hakkasan, which some of you may be familiar with in Las Vegas. We just had like a big family-style meal there, and we just posted a picture of the salt and pepper shrimp up on the Instagram feed at SoCal Restaurant Show. And there's just incredible food there. Like, pretty much nothing bad at all. Just really good stuff. But, of course, very pricey stuff. Now, on a more affordable level, a couple of other places I went to, there was one place I went to called Stiltsville, which is in the Sunset Harbor area of Miami Beach. Really nice area altogether. A couple of top chefs, Chef Tessens from a couple seasons ago, opened the place up. Really nice fresh seafood there. We had some crab cakes, some yuca fries, some grouper, just really good seafood there. And then for more of an interesting place, there's a complex called Bayside Marketplace, which has been around for decades down there. It's right next to what is the now the FTX Arena, where the Miami Heat play. There's a restaurant there I went to. Now, I could get bleeped here, admittedly, but the place is called Bacon Bitch. And if the name sounds a little bit familiar, it kind of is. It's basically a copy of a place that many people know here called Egg Slut over Grand Central Market. They have a couple other locations, too.
Absolutely,
it's
yes.
More of a casual, yeah, it's more of a casual thing, but very similar, like with the big, messy sandwich, breakfast sandwiches there. If you go on our Instagram and scroll down a little bit, you'll see what's called the OG, which is basically it's basically like an enhanced version of a crust sandwich. It's a croissant, but there's like this fried egg. There's bacon, applewood smoked bacon. There's a cheddar cheese stuffed hash brown, plus more cheese on top of that. Very messy. I had to eat with a fork and a knife. But, you know, again, it's more casual. The waitresses, on the other hand, are dressed kind of like Hooters girls, sort of. But, again, it's a concept that, yeah, so it's a little different, but they are coming to L.A. I'm not sure when or what part of L.A., but that the waitress did tell me that they are playing an L.A. move. So unless she was highly mistaken, that is coming in 2022, I assume. So we're basically getting a competitor here in to Egg Slut for the best breakfast sandwich crown here in SoCal.
Well, Adam, the one thing we can be sure of is they're not going to be landing at the Grand Central Market. So that
highly unlikely, no.
that we know. So they're mentioning, as far as Bacon Bitch is concerned, that they're branching. Are there other branches that exist right now?
Yes. So there's a couple in Miami on the beach. There's also one in Tampa, St. Pete, and there's also, like, they also have a clothing line, too. Bayside Marketplace is, like, a whole, like, outdoor shopping complex similar to, like, Harbor Place in Baltimore or Riverwalk in New Orleans. Very similar concept. So there's also a clothing store, and that's actually how I first realized Bacon Bitch was even there. When I first entered Bayside, I saw the clothing store and realized, and there was a sign saying, oh, there's a restaurant here, too. I went like, oh, okay, because I originally wasn't going to even go there.
Right.
I was going to go somewhere else. There's also a zillion different, like, daiquiri bars there, including one by Pitbull, of course, because, you know, he is Mr. 305. But there's, like, all these other places down there. But when I saw Bacon Bitch, I went, and I hadn't had breakfast yet, so I was like, okay, let me give this a shot. And it was a lot of fun.
No, it sounds like it. Adam, we're going to come back and talk about the Fountain Blue momentarily, but
sure.
In terms of the flight experience, you know, that's a long flight. I mean, you're going from the West Coast to the East Coast. What was your experience, on the airplane? What should our listeners be aware of? Because a lot of people right now, and rightly so, have trepidation about a long flight in coach class.
Yep. So did we. So just so you know, basically we flew two different airlines. We flew JetBlue on the way back. And first of all, definitely explained, at both airports, LAX and MIA, Miami International, and this is a big shock at LAX, we were playing for this, they did not ask for our vaccination cards, which we were surprised about. We thought by now, like, you know, with all the mandates here in California, in Southern California, that would be asked for.
It was not. That would have me very uncomfortable.
Maybe things have changed with the more recent changes that this past week. But at the moment, when we were there, and this was 3 weeks ago, there was no vaccination card request, even though we had it ready. None of that was asked for. So that was really surprising. You know, going through the normal lines at LAX, except we were all wearing masks. That was it. You do have to take your mask down when you are showing your ID to the security person before you go into the security check-in. But that's it. That's the only time you basically have to take your mask off or down. Once you get that, now, we flew JetBlue flying down to Miami, which I've flown many times, and usually JetBlue is a really good flight. The only problems there was it was a full flight, as was the flight coming back, which is a real surprise, especially on the flight coming back, which I'll get to in a second. The other problem was basically they have free internet, which is great, but unfortunately it was very, very spotty because, for those who don't know, I actually post usually on Sundays, I post the show's podcasts online, and I was going to do that on the flight, but it was just impossible. I had to do it from the hotel, unfortunately, late. Coming back, on the other hand, we were flying, well, I don't know if I should say the airline name, if they're a sponsor of KLAA, but it's a very patriotic airline, let's put it that way, very red, white, and blue. So it was a much larger flight. It was like about 240 seats, and this will all make sense in a second. So very big, 777 basically. And again, full flight, which is shocking because they fly nonstop from Miami to LAX several times during the day. So this was like a late afternoon flight. We really were not expecting a full flight. But that was bad enough. Now, what we were wondering about was, and we even put bets on this, was if some passenger would basically act like a Karen and get kind of goofy on us and, like, you know, throw a fit. That didn't happen, fortunately. What did happen, to our surprise, were the flight attendants. They were very rude. When we were waiting for, when we were coming into the plane as people were boarding, there was one flight attendant, like, who was trying to get through to some of the passengers who were putting their stuff up in the overheads. And he was basically, like, going, like, okay, look, I got to get through here, you know, like something like that. Very, very pushy. And then later on, when drink service was coming through, basically they were coming through, and I had taken off my eye mask. I was, like, kind of sleeping. And I put my tray table down. Now, the other two people next to me, my girlfriend and another passenger, they were sleeping. So the drink service came through, and they passed me. And I'm thinking, like, oh, they must be going back to get drinks. 20 minutes pass. And I'm going, wait a minute, they're still not here. So I go to the back, and I say, hey, you guys didn't come over for drink service. Are you coming back? And he said, well, no, we didn't come to you. We passed you because you were sleeping. I went, like, no, I wasn't. And so we went through this whole argument, and the argument is going, like, I don't want to argue with this guy. What's going on here? I just want some drinks. I need an orange juice. And finally, I got my drinks, but it's like, did I have to go through all that? No. And then later on, so there's no food. They're not serving real meals on the flight. All they're doing is delivering pretzels and some Biscoff speculoos cookies. That's it. So about an hour after the first drink service and the pretzels were delivered, a passenger asked one of the guys from one of the flight attendants from the airline, said, like, hey, can I get another bag of pretzels? And all of a sudden, this guy, the flight attendant, goes in this diatribe and basically starts saying, look, we only got 240 pretzels for the flight. That's one for every single passenger here. We can't give you any more pretzels here. It's like it's a six-hour flight or a five-and-a-half-hour flight, and all you can give us is one little measly bag of pretzels. We're not asking for much.
Adam,
it's just shocking.
Yeah, unbelievable. We're going to hold it right there. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. What we're going to do when we come back is we're going to talk about our contest, and then we'll finish up with a few remarks of your remarks about the luxurious Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami that wasn't quite so wonderful. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back. There is room for doubt.